Well, on the line from Hobart in Tasmania is Jeremy Gray. Now, Jeremy's one half of a pair of mates who've invented this amazing new travel pack. It's called the Co-Pilot. Welcome to Travel Writers Radio, Jeremy.
Yeah, thanks, Graham.
The Co-Pilot. Now, obviously, it's all about travelling, but do you actually expect the pilots might ultimately take this bag on instead of those rolling things they use?
Funny you mentioned that. Look, we do know of a few pilots that have actually purchased some of our products to use.
Right.
I'm not sure if they're using them with work, but it's just a great garment bag for travel.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's actually, I think it's very cleverly designed. It's well executed. It's actually designed here but made in Vietnam. But it's a lovely job, I have to say, and I think it's an interesting take. So basically you roll up your suit and your shirt and your tie. Is that the best way to describe it?
Yeah, look, that's right. There's a bit more to it. Essentially, I had the problem in Sydney. Well, how do I ride to work when I needed to wear a suit?
Yep.
So straight away, we knew that the sort of bag had to be sort of compact, and the only way to do that without re-ironing your clothes was to roll it.
Yep.
So that's what identified the rolling mechanism. Look, there was a lot to... And we ended up sourcing the critical components, which are some PVC strips from a factory here in Tasmania.
Yeah.
And we export those to Vietnam, where the rest of the bag is put together.
Okay.
But look, you're right. It's a way of rolling your clothes. Some people even put non-suit clothes in there. So they are then presentable when you arrive at your destination. But the key is that it's easy to carry.
I'm pleased to hear that you're exporting those organic PVC strips that are homegrown in Tassie too.
Yes, look, it's a bit of a sentimental value add, I suppose, and it's worked out well. Who knew that that was the critical component that we needed? It was so close, yet.
Yeah, now that's
probably the biggest obstacle for us to overcome.
That's a bit of rigidity you're using that for, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah, similar to sailing battens.
Yep.
It would have been nice to know that's what we're going to do from day zero, but it took us probably about 18 months to really refine that rigidity to make it usable, essentially, to put in the bag.
Yeah, I had a bag that came with some rigidity in it, but the airlines hated it because the guys at the checkpoint hated it because they reckoned I could pull one of these out and whip someone's head off with it, which was just plainly ludicrous. But I guess they were removable, and that was and they were a metallic of some sort. I don't know exactly what. They weren't sharp, but you know.
Yeah, so, well, you've got to take all precautions these days, don't you?
You do, I suppose, and I don't actually like the bag much anyway. So your approach is quite interesting, because I've had a suit pack for years, but it's getting sort of belted around now, and I maybe made a bad decision to buy a leather one. And, they're very expensive now to replace. Well, it was not cheap at the time, but they're not as easy to keep clean and looking smart as those made out of really strong material like yours.
Yeah, we opted for a nylon fabric because we just wanted to be able to keep people mobile. I mean, leather's a great natural substance material, but it is heavy.
Mm.
It does mark, and it does have a limited lifespan, I suppose, as you found out.
Yeah.
With new nylon products, they will generally last a lot longer. They're better for the elements as well, and they're lighter too.
Now, your particular, the Co-Pilot that I've seen, comes with it's something you can roll your clothes around. It's a central sort of almost like a cushion, isn't it?
Well, that's the gym bag. So generally, traditional suit bags fold in half, and I always had the problem whenever you put shoes in them, like you start hitting your leg and they become really difficult to carry.
Yes.
So we sort of knew that, okay, we needed to roll the suit, but then there was a cavity in the centre. And so we sort of realised, okay, well, we can sort of make a bag that fits in there. And that's where you can put your bulky items, like your shoes or your toiletries and maybe another change of clothes, if you like.
Yeah.
So that's 20 litres, and the gym bag's quite substantial. We call it the inner tube.
Yeah.
But it is important to note that the garment bag doesn't require that to be in the centre because it does have those stiffening battens.
Yes.
But the advantage of this design is that it's two bags in one. And really, you can get everything in a really compact unit and easily carry it. We even have people running to work with our original commuter solution, the Wingman, which was a real game changer for a lot of corporates.
How many varieties of this bag do you actually make, John?
Well, we launched the Wingman
in
2012.
Yeah.
And we realised, and that was targeting commuters, right? Because that's the problem that I had.
Yeah.
And then we found out, just anecdotally, and we did a bit of research with our customers, half of these people were just using it for travel, not for cycling or not for running.
Right.
So we realised that this bag wasn't optimised for airline travel, and so that's what the Copilot does. It optimises our original sort of commuter version for air travel. So it's slightly larger capacity, and it has some additional pockets and some additional handles on it, just to make it easier to carry in close quarters, because unlike when you're commuting, it's not going to be on your back the whole time. So this design acknowledges that, and it provides some additional carrying points.
And did you take it to the airport and shove it in one of those measuring devices to make sure it was going to fit?
Look, we have. We've actually done it in a few spots. Look, all airlines are subtly different, but it's safe to say that the Australian airlines, we comply with those.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you could get it on an Australian aircraft, you could probably carry about 8 of it onto an American aircraft. They just seem to be, they're so lax about what you can shove up above, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, well, you could probably fit a live animal in there as well, if
you know. That's right. And you are a great example of crowdfunded product, aren't you?
Yeah, so we launched the Copilot via crowdfunding.
Right.
That was just because, it is a variation of what we've already got.
Yep.
Is it going to be accepted by the market? And so, we put it on to a crowdfunding website called Kickstarter.
Yep.
And, we ran quite a hectic campaign for a month and, proved quite successful. And it really did, cement the fact that there was demand out there for the product.
So without giving any trade secrets away, do you think there are other versions of this in the wings?
By us?
Yeah.
I think we've pretty much got now the suit bag space covered. There probably are some other subtle variations, but really we don't have the scar to offer too many variations. Keep it simple is what we like to do here in the office.
Now, this is the bloke's version, isn't it? Is this a blokey one?
Funny you say that. We are quite male-dominated. I think we do get a lot of female orders, but we've heard that they're buying for their partners and husbands as gifts, because it is a great gift idea.
So are you going to make one for the ladies?
Well, we have been looking at ones for dresses and things like that. We're still sort of going through the motions that, to make them longer, it's additional fabric, extra weight and things. So we're just trying to find that compromise. But we do know that a lot of women do use them already for themselves as well, because it is a great garment bag, and that's why we've sort of describing it as a garment bag rather than a suit bag. But if you're going away to a wedding, for example, a lot of women put their clothes in the Copilot with their partner's suit, and you've got both outfits in the one bag, and I'd say they could then go hands-free, but generally the ladies like to take a few additional bags anyway.
That's right. You've got to fit the hairdryer and the sink and a few other things in, don't you? Not going there.
Oh, sorry?
You're not going there? No, I was just saying... the ladies have an extra few things they want to take. Not always.
Yeah, well, they're ready for anything, I suppose.
I have to be. Now, Jeremy, you basically now, are you doing this full-time? I know it was probably a bit of a labour of love initially. What is it, full-time job for you now?
Yes, I've been full-time for about 3 years now.
Okay.
So there's three of us in the office who are full-time.
Okay, and so you're sitting around dreaming up the next super Kickstarter product, are you?
No, so we're weeks away from launching a new hydration concept, which is a little bit different from a suit bag or a garment bag.
Right.
But, there's not much time sitting around the office dreaming. We're pretty busy, actually.
Right, and this is a personal hydration product, is it?
So like a hydration bladder bag. So you see people riding bikes with hydration bags on.
Yep. Camelback,
isn't it? Camelback. Yeah, well, that's one of the brands. So we've got our unique take on that. And look, we're surprised again that no one's done this before. And possibly that's our lack of design training. But it seems to give us a bit of an edge when we actually come up with concepts, that we take a very practical approach.
Yeah.
And in this day and age where you've got the internet, you can sort of quickly and very cheaply look around to see if anyone else is doing something similar. And again, we found what we believe to be quite a unique concept in the hydration space. So, we've been working on that. It's on our Facebook page if you're interested.
Okay.
We've got some pictures up there, and that'll be going live
in the next couple of weeks, hopefully. On Kickstarter?
No, we've sort of done that once. It was quite a complicated back end.
Right.
And so we're just going to be doing that under our own steam.
Okay. Now, if people want to find out more about your product, where do they go?
Look, we've got a website, and that's www.henty.cc.
Yep.
You can buy directly off the website, but we also have links to a number of stores that stock our products as well. We always do suggest that you call ahead, though, just to make sure they have stock, because sometimes the retailers don't let us know when they're out of stock.
And I must say, it was a magnificently packaged product. It comes in a tube with a metal lid, top and bottom, and really classy looking. It'd be a magnificent looking present to hand over to somebody, I think.
Thanks, Graham.
Father's Day's coming up.
Yeah, look, it's taken us a while to develop that, but the idea is that it's too good to throw out.
Yeah, I'm wondering what I'm going to do with it.
Yeah, and it's quite a handy sort of item to have at home. But look, it's quite a very professional looking gift, and that's what we're going for. And it's a great gift. Everyone sort of needs a suit back at some point in their life.
Yep.
Most people do. And so that's what we're trying to provide. It's just a great quality product. It's packaged really professionally. But also, we've got great service behind it as well. So we do have warranties with all our products. And look, there is a human at the end of the website as well. So
Fantastic. If
someone does call in or send in an email, then it gets responded to quite quickly. And we know that's the selling the product is just part of the service. It's an ongoing relationship that we do take seriously.
Well, that's great, mate. All I need now is a weekend to go with it.
Yes, well, that could be. We can't help there.
No.
I'm sorry.
Well, Jeremy Gray, thanks very much for your time, and good luck with the product with the Henty.
Yeah, thanks very much, Graham. Appreciate your time.
You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.